Carnegie Hall, New York City, 1982. It was the first time that Peter, Paul, and Mary sang the famous song, "Don't Let the Lights Go Out." Many of you know the chorus as well. If you know it, feel free to recite it along with me. Don't let the light go out. It's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out. Let it shine through our love and our tears. It's a catchy song. And I have to tell you, there's only so many times someone can sing dreidel dreidel to their one-year-old daughter. And so I found myself humming the tune to Annie a few nights ago. And I couldn't help but think and wonder what the song is really about. Is the song literally about the oil and the miracle that occurred in the temple? Or perhaps the song's about something else, something much more relevant and relatable. And so I looked up the song and the various stanzas that are included and came across a beautiful line. What's the memory that's valued so highly that we keep it alive in a flame? And suddenly, the message of the song changes completely. No longer just about the oil in the temple, but suddenly, it's about each and every one of us. For tonight begins the holiday of Hanukkah. And when we choose to add a candle to the Hanukkiah, it's then when we become a part of Jewish memory. It's then when we recall the stories of our family. And it's then when we become a piece of our narrative. Keeping that flame alive means that we're choosing to continue the story of our people. But how do we continue the story of our people? I came across an interesting resource called, believe it or not, the Hanukkah Haggadah. And the Hanukkah Haggadah goes through a Seder, a step-by-step resource of how we should celebrate the holiday of Hanukkah. And so this morning I want to speak about the first of the four questions in the Hanukkah Seder. What we're told is that tonight, the first night of Hanukkah, we should actually, before we light the Hanukkiah, we should stand in our doorway. And we should have hammer and nails and mezuzah in hand. And reaffix the mezuzah on our doorpost and ask the following question. When we first move into our homes, we put a mezuzah upon our doorpost. Why tonight, the first night of Hanukkah, do we reaffix the mezuzah once again? And what's the answer? On Hanukkah, we say with our words and our actions that we rededicate ourselves to our story, that we choose to be part of our narrative, that each and every one of us, that we're included in our story. We know we're supposed to put our Hanukkiah in the window in order to publicize the miracle of Hanukkah, but I think it's something else. Not only do we publicize that nace, that miracle, but what we say is that world, we're here to stay. We're here to continue our story. We are here to show that that flame will continue generation to generation. And so tonight, the first night of Hanukkah, let us rededicate ourselves to our story. Share your memories tonight. Tell your stories. Don't let the light go out. Shabbat Shalom.